The state's only prison work furlough program is days away from ending. The Department of Public Safety gave the YWCA notice that it plans to shut down the program, which houses female inmates at its Fernhurst facility, at the end of the month. Advocates say it's not for lack of success for a transitional program that was started by TJ Mahoney and picked up by the Y recently. There are currently six women enrolled who will return to life behind bars next week unless Department of Public Safety has a change of heart in the next few days. We talked to Marion Bray, who completed the program some 6 years ago and is working for the YWCA as a member services associate. She met with a woman just after they learned that their lives stand to be upended.
What it means is that they're going to be taken back to WCCC at the end of the month. They will be placed in a 14-day quarantine. They will be placed in the bridge program at WCCC, which is the kind of in-house work furlough. But some of these women, they don't have jobs yet. Others just started new jobs. And so the concern is, are these new employers that we really don't have a history and a track record with yet going to save our jobs? Is it worthwhile for me to try to get a job right now, knowing that there's this chance in a couple weeks, I need 2 weeks off? And so they're very concerned and upset about that. You know, a couple of the women have just started jobs. They just are very uncertain about everything. You know, how is this all going to play out? What's going to happen to them in their transition? You know, they're starting to get their foot out in the community and work and live. And that's being yanked out from underneath them.
So how did this program help you?
Oh, my gosh. It helped me in so many ways. I went through work furlough at TJ Mahoney's. But then when I was granted parole, I moved into Fernhurst for the home-based program. The community-based work furlough was phenomenal for me. I spent 36 years in prison. And when the paroling authority said, okay, you know, we want you to do work furlough before we consider granting you parole, I said, yes, please. And my case manager asked me whether I would want to do bridge or TJ Mahoney's. And my short, quick answer was TJ's. I couldn't imagine living half in and half out of the prison, going out into the community, working, and then having to go back in every night and being strip searched and being shut in a cell again. I wanted to be able to get immersed into the community. After so many years, I had a lot to catch up on and a lot to learn. I had a lot of new things to learn how to navigate. I had to figure out how to get my Social Security card and my ID after not having any of them for so long. And the program helped me navigate all of this. There were days I got so frustrated with some of the challenges, and I'd be able to go back and talk to my case manager. And there were times I just wanted to beat my head against her desk and sob because I was so frustrated with trying to get through the Social Security system. And they just really were there. They supported me. We had different classes. We had, you know, job preparedness classes. We had budgeting classes. So many life skill classes to really help you get set up for success when you do step out on your own. And then when I went to Fernhurst and the home base program, the assistance and the guidance continued in that. I was on parole. I was no longer in a program per se and had more freedom, but I still had some kind of structure and help a little bit longer. And then they hooked me up with a rent-to-work program that gave me a rental subsidy for my first year out and just really helped me continue my savings, just really get a good foothold on becoming an independent, financially stable person.
So to have the doors close so quickly, I mean, this is just next week.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. When I found out about it, it broke my heart. Because this is a valuable asset, not just for the women that are in the program, but for the community as a whole. Because these women are going to be re-entering the community. And why wouldn't we want to help support them in a successful transition? Why wouldn't we want to give them that positive support, those positive connections that don't end once they finish the program?
So you fear that they're not going to get a fair shot at transitioning like you did?
Exactly. I don't know much about the bridge program at WCCC, but I know they don't have near the programs and the support system that a community-based work furlough has.
So if it's a matter of dollars, you know, and hard decisions about cuts that they may have to make internally about programs?
It costs less to house a woman in the work furlough program than it does in the prison. It costs about $190 a day on average for one person to stay in prison. And for the work furlough program, we were getting about $120 a day. We've just really been trying to reach out to anybody and everybody we can just to garner support for the program and to encourage the people in power, the Department of Public Safety, the legislators, to save this program. And it's not about the why. It's about it's the only community-based work furlough program in the entire state, and it has such great value that to lose that asset would just be devastating to so many people.
That was Marianne Bray, a success story and a graduate of the furlough program, now working at the YWCA as an associate. She also holds a second job as a dog trainer. We reached out to the Department of Public Safety for comment. It issued a written statement about its decision. It says the state is facing an unprecedented financial situation because of the COVID-19 pandemic and is projecting budget shortfalls. It noted the YWCA Fernhurst furlough contract to provide housing, support services, and a meal plan for up to 14 female inmates for 1 year is $613,000. It goes on to say that the female inmate population at the Women's Community Correctional Center has been steadily decreasing over the last 4 years, and as of today's count, is below operational capacity with 212 inmates. The department says it considers the move to close the furlough program a temporary measure and hopes to continue a relationship with the YWCA as it has for the last 20 years.